Welcome to More Than a Few Words, a marketing conversation for business owners. This is your host, Lorraine Ball. And if you're like me, you've probably been personality profiled to death. You know your DISC profile, you know what animal you are. But do you know what kind of process and problem solver you are? Because that's a really important thing to know if you're going to run a business. And today, that's what we're going to dive into. My guest, Chris Ward, is going to help us sort all of that out. She's an author, a podcaster, a coach, and a speaker. She is a team building and system strategist and a leading authority in building your business by building your team. She's been a guest on the show before, and I am so excited to have her back. Chris, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's always a blast. I'm so excited to be here, Lorraine. It's always a ball with you.
Yeah, I do love the pun with the name. But we always have such great energy, and you really have so much passion around this idea of building teams and creating processes that I love to pick your brain. And today I want to dive into some of the process and system personalities that you've uncovered.
Yeah. So as all the years I worked with entrepreneurs, coaches, consultants, and small business owners, I really found that they fell into one of, you know, five categories. And as we help them get their time back and get them out of their own way and get 25 hours back a week through some simple things of working with their team, their time, and their toolkits, we really noticed that there was these really predominant personalities. And so you have, you know, a rushaholic, you have, and let me tell you, each personality has its superpower and then its kryptonite. So there's good and bad in everything, and is, you know, in this included. But it really does allow you to lean in and get an idea of how you can even be stronger at your business and what you do. So,
okay. So what I really want to do is dive into one of the personalities, have you tell me a little bit about each. Maybe I'll have a question and then we'll go on to the next one. But let's start with your rushaholic, because I think this might be me.
Yes. Yes, Lorraine. So I'm a recovering rushaholic myself, and that one I resonate with really well. I thought for so many years that speed was my superpower. I got a lot done in a day, and I was a go-to person for a lot of people in my life, and I just moved quickly. And I thought that was my biggest strength, but what I didn't realize is I was skimming over things, you know, and then just going at full speed and you're missing details. And so the slowing down allows you to be creative and to be present and make decisions that are not based on let's go, let's go, let's go, always rushing like a, like somebody, you know, jumping hurdles. Like, so that's the big thing about the falsehood here is so many of us think that, oh, this is our superpower, and it is, but there is another side to it as well.
So for the rushaholic, one of the things is taking it a little slower every now and then, going back and looking at some of the details.
And that speed is not, it's not for me. It's not my superpower. I thought, you know, getting things done at volume and quickly meant something, but you really cannot go in depth. You're not in the moment. You're just always looking at the next thing. Jump, 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 going, 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 right? And so you do miss a lot of details.
Okay, so we've got the rushaholic. Who's next?
The sufferpreneur. Now, you might find yourself, when you take the quiz, please do go. And, you know, you, it's on my website, but it's also at www.freegiftfromchris.com. It takes you like 30 seconds. You get customized results, okay? Freegiftfromchris.com. And what happens is it will tell you about all the things that serve you. Now, the sufferpreneur, what they're really good at doing is putting out fires and handling crisis, and they're just awesome. But at the same time, they're like a one-person band, or they're like somebody trying to make a sandwich without bread. And so that gets really fatiguing very quickly. And, you know, you beat your chest and you think, oh, I'm doing so good. I'm working so hard. I'm really investing in my business. I'm saving money. I'm not hiring a team. And again, that has its consequences.
In the name, that whole idea of being a sufferpreneur, that being an entrepreneur means you have to suffer. And I think those of us that have done this long enough recognize there is that pain, but there is also that point where you move past it, where you find people to take some of that off your plate.
Yeah, I agree. I so agree. So many people that I work with, you know, what they're doing is they're just still working too hard at where they are at this point in their journey. And when I talk about team, it's really important to understand it's not a number, it's a philosophy. So you can have a team of one and have amazing help. So it's not about, oh, I can't afford the volume of that now. So we just want to touch on that. So the next one is the perfectionizer. Ah,
yeah.
So the perfectionizer has a keen eye for detail, and that's great, but we have to remember that excellence does not require perfection. And this is where you hold things back to just trying to get it right and just trying to make it look professional. And really, if you look at anybody that's successful, any influence on the marketplace or makes a lot of money, they're just getting their ideas to execution quicker than you. And the biggest industries in the world, software, they put out a faulty product and get feedback and then improve it. But the rest of us, as perfectionizers, we just dump in and like, oh, this has to be just so right. I want it to look good. I don't want to look silly online. But that's really holding you up.
Absolutely. And I think there is a time and place for where you really want to hold back a little bit to get it a little bit better, a little more perfect. But I think too often people agonize over every detail when that whole idea that sometimes done is just better than perfect.
100%. We agree. So then the next one we're looking at is Jugglerama. So we have to remember that we're given this false sense that multitasking is a skill, and it's not. I mean, studies show you again and again that you're 40% less effective. You miss mistakes. You miss things and make mistakes. And then fixing that mistake costs you so much more time and money than if you'd done it correctly to begin with. And with a Jugglerama, it's awesome that you can juggle. And you think that's your superpower, but even professional jugglers drop the ball. And then finding where that ball rolled away to is really a problem, right?
You know, it took me a long time because I have a little bit of that just attention deficit where I've always got different things going. It took me a long time to really embrace that was not a good way to work. That blocking out time, and every time I was tempted to go down a rabbit hole, to just make a note and not go down the rabbit hole and stay focused, I actually got way more done.
Oh, of course you did. And studies show that again and again, you make less mistakes and all these things. And what also happens is what we don't think about is if you had a company that, say, made water bottles, and then you found a bunch of boxes in the back where the water bottles were not complete, they didn't have lids, whatever, and you're like, oh my gosh, all this inventory is not going out. It's sitting here, it's costing us money, we're not making money. And yet we do that in our business when we hop all over the place. We have all these, you know, incomplete projects that could have done something for us, but we don't look at it that way. And so it really is costing you time and money and frustration.
Absolutely. Okay, so I've got four, but you said there were five. So there's one more personality we need to talk about.
Well, I saved this one for you. Focusitis. A lot of people come to me and they think they've been diagnosed or they diagnose themselves and think they have attention deficit disorder. And so really focusitis is a tribute to that, because if you don't have it, attention deficit disorder, running your own business will give it to you, right? So focusitis, So focusitis is wonderful when you can lean in and say, oh, I got laser focus on something, but you have to know where to point that, you know? And so you can't be pointing it all over the place like you're playing with a cat and you got a laser beam and you're entertaining them. And so focusitis is something that really, I think, the big pain point I think for me is so many entrepreneurs just think it's a character flaw. Oh, it's nothing I can do. This is how I am. And to that, I would say, I believe that the setup you have just doesn't support you. If you do have attention deficit disorder and you are medically diagnosed, and you need to have things in play even more to support that. So you're not limited by your character flaws or conditions. There's ways around all of it. You just have to have them set up.
There are people that serves them very, very well. The ability to flip and move from topic to topic. It is a matter of giving yourself permission to do that sometimes and creating an opportunity to be focused at others and finding that balance of knowing when to let your free spirit fly and when to rein it in a little.
Yeah, I so agree, Lorraine.
Chris, I have loved looking at these five personalities. I really think that anybody who is listening needs to hop over to Free Gift from Chris, and that's KRIS.com, to take the quiz, to learn a little bit more about yourself, and then maybe even reach out to Chris for some solutions.
Yeah, and there are some goodies in there. Take the quiz for sure, but there are some free gifts for you guys. Take a look. There's some special stuff. At all. If anyone who listens to Lorraine, I want to help out. So just take a look. You'll be surprised, pleasantly surprised. There's some treats there.
Awesome. Well, I am definitely going to go take the quiz myself, and I hope everybody else does too. Chris, thanks for being a part of the show again.
Thank you so much.
If you've enjoyed this conversation, look for MTFW wherever you listen to podcasts. Check out another conversation. They're short. This has been another episode of More Than a Few Words. Thanks for listening.